Well, there's a headline in the Irish Examiner this morning, and it relates to the amount of debt that has been warehoused, more than 1.66 billion euro in warehouse tax debt deferred by firms from the pandemic remains outstanding a month before payment is due, with plans yet to be agreed on the vast majority of its revenue figures from the revenue commissioners, and has led to groups such as the Irish SME Association to call and advise members to engage with the tax body, with the cost of not engaging potentially costing an additional penalty between 8 and 10% of the total load. Now, that's alongside the issue being faced by many businesses in this county of the recent changes to rates, and a number of businesses have been hit by increases to rates. We have a response from the council in relation to those reports of rate increases on behalf of small businesses, and Fionnán Fitzgerald, Fianna Fáil councillor, is with me on the line. Fionnán, the council gave a response to ye in relation, or to you in relation to the rates demand for 2024, the changes that many have seen.
Absolutely. Good morning, Gerry, to you and your listeners. Yes, this issue of rates alongside the warehousing of debt incurred over COVID has been rumbling along and coming to the fore over the last, we'll say, two and a half years, if not three and more. We have received several communications from Kerry County Council over that time in relation to rates. We would have been assured or given, you know, strong testimony that in the vast majority of cases rates would not increase, and possibly that in some cases it may dip or come down slightly. But I think it's fair to say, Gerry, that many councillors would have been contacted by businesses in the last number of weeks and months, certainly I have, in relation to rates, that in some cases they're not staying the same, they're not going down, and in actual fact they're going up, and they're going up exponentially in some cases, and this is going to be a huge difficulty for businesses.
Well, according to Financial Director of Kerry County Council, the final revaluation outcome for the county has resulted in 56% of all rated properties receiving a reduction in their rates liability. Yep. Now, the majority of these were in the ratepayers who paid between 0 and 5,000 euros, and increases to 91% in the 0 to 10,000 bracket. And in the main relate to shops, workshops, small offices and small enterprise. Of the 44% of ratepayers experienced an increase, over 53% of the increase is attributable to the large rateable globals and utilities. So what they're saying is the majority have received a reduction. However, that doesn't really, is of no mind, doesn't help the ones who have gone up. And we've obviously reports of some who've gone up by three or four times the amount, which is a shock to the system.
Absolutely, huge, particularly, Gerry, and I'll just go through one communication from one business without naming it openly there. But all of this on top of the increase in expenses for businesses and for life over the last number of years is just a way that I think is too much for businesses. Given the increase in electricity, heat, light, all of that, preparation of foods and various businesses, etc., this could be, to me, is a straw that could break the camel's back in many, many places. For example, just to go through one business that contacted me, where the rate would normally have been in and around 1,200. That now has increased, in this particular business's case, to over 2,600. That's at least double, if not a bit more. And I appreciate that there is a grant that can be drawn down in the case of an increase, but that grant isn't enough to compensate or go near compensating the increase in the rate. And if you look across social media over the last number of weeks and months, certainly in my own area and around the county, there are businesses closing because of the increased costs in this.
It is part of the problem, though, that it's not just about that. And in fairness, we have to take the rating authority and also Kerry County Council saying 56% of the rateable businesses have had a reduction, and they'll probably welcome that reduction. But the problem here is there's also the issue of the warehouse debt, which is coming down to a point now on the 1st of May, and also the issue of the increased cost of doing business in this country that's causing a number of businesses to close.
Absolutely, and that is the nub of it, that all of this is coming together at the one time for businesses, and it's breaking a certain amount of them, and possibly would do more so as we go towards the fall of the year. And I will be contacting the Department of Finance in relation to this to look again at rates. And I appreciate that, you know, that a person could say, you know, it is what it is, but I think that we have to shout this, that an increase for certain business, and I'm talking about a small business there now, a relatively small family-run business, where the increase is in and around 100% or a double, that's a huge amount. That means that there's no increase for wages for staff, there's no improvement in travel or vehicles for the business, there's no improvement in, we'll say, the quality of the business when you enter it, and the layout and all of that, and furniture, etc. So effectively the business is standing still while still incurring a debt and up to its neck in it, and it's too much for businesses.
Sherry, I need to be looked at from that point of view. Okay, Fionnán, we're out of time, but thanks very much for talking to us about that.